Here it comes again, the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast for the weekend of September 27th, I want to say. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right.
Let's call it the 27th of September 2014. Hello there, I'm Josh Rollerson, host of Morning Edition on WESA. Rachel Carlson is a community manager now, maybe community director or something slightly fancier for Yelp Pittsburgh. Rachel, welcome back. Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
So what
it means for Pittsburgh, just more awesome things to be able to do.
And
so
more direction.
Maybe more direction. Not like one direction.
We could
but
use, well, yeah.
More
that's
direction.
A whole other
I'm not going to go into the tween market anytime soon.
Let's just focus on the demographic that we've already got through this month.
I'm okay with that.
That's like beer people. Basically.
Beer people.
People that like to go out.
People that like to go out. I would say people that like to go do anything urban, cool, market.
I was glad you qualified that because people that like to do anything is kind of broad.
I know.
It's a little scattered.
I know. But I don't want to discount the suburbanites too.
Fair enough.
I'd like to, maybe this is an interview subject too, like suburbanites that really dedicate their time to not just staying over across one tunnel or behind a tunnel or across a bridge. You know what I mean?
Well, and as we've discussed before, a lot of the happening stuff is happening in these former industrial suburbs that are remaking themselves. And there's food and drink and cultural things happening there too. So suburbs as a broad category is maybe a little problematic.
And surprisingly, because Braddock, if we talk about Braddock, that's in the city, right? Is it a city?
No, I think it's its own municipality.
Because
I could be wrong.
Driving there, it's not far at all.
Right.
I was surprised. I mean, 376 is the problem in the sense of that tunnel and it getting backed up and the construction that's happening for the next 20 years. But if you go on an off time, it's not a far drive at all. It's really easy.
It's quite accessible.
Yes.
Yes. Well, so we're rebranding this podcast to be about civic planning and infrastructure.
Oh my gosh.
From here on out.
I don't
so
know about that. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting, but I'll read two paragraphs and then you lose me. I'm like, okay, cool. This is happening. All right, done.
All right. Well, let's get back to the fun stuff then.
Okay.
Rachel, what's happening in Pittsburgh this weekend?
So we have a lot of really great stuff. I can talk about the non-beer stuff first so we don't get too
specific. Let's work up to it.
Yeah, we'll work up to it. So the Carnegie Science Center has their 21 plus nights, which are always fun. And this one is a starry night. So they're going to be concentrating on stars. The Beale Planetarium is going to be open, which I love the Beale Planetarium. It's actually one of my first memories of Pittsburgh, being in the Beale Planetarium when I was little and came down here with my family from Erie. Have you been inside?
I have. I've been in the Science Center. I haven't been in the planetarium.
Yeah, it's really, really pretty. And they have a ton of different shows that go on during the week and weekends, but they'll be opening this up. They actually have, and I didn't realize this, always learn something new, an amateur Astronomer Association of Pittsburgh. So they'll be there joining them.
Cool.
And you'll be able to come in for $10 and get some food and drinks and look at the stars.
Do you ever go to the laser shows there?
I think a 21 plus night I went to a laser show. Yeah, it was really cool. I think it was to the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Trippy. I know.
Psychedelic. Cool.
I know. So it was really fun, and it's just a great time to go to the Science Center for 21 plus, leave the kids at home. And then on Friday, you can also or go to the night market.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of separate but equal. The night market is with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. It's in a parking lot right next to the 9th Street Garage. And it's food and drinks and different kind of wares that you can buy. Like, have we talked about Leona's ice cream sandwiches before?
I don't think so.
They were there once, and I have to confirm that they're going to be there. But the last time they were there, and these ice cream sandwiches are incredible.
You had me at ice cream.
Elaborate,
please.
Oh, my gosh. She makes like a snickerdoodle one. She makes a lavender one. And she makes this all by
hand. Lavender?
Lavender is like the hot ice cream.
I'm so out of the ice cream loop right now.
Duh. It's okay. So she has all these different kind of flavors of ice cream, freshly baked cookies on top. And you can get them at different kind of markets. She sells them at Zeke's, She sells them at one of the markets up in Lawrenceville as well. But she's awesome, and she was at the last one. We'll have to look through the list of vendors to see if she's at this one. But they always bring in a really great mix of food trucks and vendors like her, and then people that are selling handmade items. So it's really fun to go to. And then you can go to the Gallery Crawl, because the Gallery Crawl is celebrating their 10th anniversary. And so you can hop on, and this is all free, which is fantastic. So you can hop on that train and
just
check out.
Just don't get any ice cream on the art.
Well,
it'll be good.
Yeah, don't get any ice cream on the art. And you have to pay for the ice cream, so they're not giving out ice cream. But it's well worth it.
Good tip. Okay, what else is going on?
So then, speaking of neighborhoods that are being like rediscovered / reinvented, Millvale, I think, is kind of one of them, in the sense where I don't really go there often other than Mr. Small's, and maybe a couple other things. They have a beer festival, and so they're doing a Harvest Moon Wine Festival. And this is the fifth one, and I think what's interesting is that it's something I've never even heard of before, and it's the fifth one. So it's great to, you know, discover these things.
Jeez, where have you been, Rachel?
I don't know. Who knows?
You're neglecting the wine beat here.
I know. Maybe that's the thing. I've been too focused on beer, so I have to focus on the wine a little bit. But, you know, PA wines, they're the lighter, fruitier wine. So if that's your jam, this will be your thing to go to. And this is on Saturday, so you can head down to Millvale. It's from 5 to 8 and gets your wine drinking on, your sophistication on. Or did you like the sophistication?
Yeah, I just like the idea that by drinking wine to excess, you're somehow more dignified than by drinking beer to excess.
I mean,
that is an accepted cultural attitude.
So it's okay.
Who am I to argue?
Well, we can be refined and drink beer too. It's pinkies up.
It can
up.
Be done.
Pinkies
it can be
up.
Done. There you go.
It's hard. It's hard. With a wine glass, pinkies up is easy. With a beer glass, yeah, Josh demonstrating it with a Starbucks
with
cup.
With a nice, delicate, you know, tulip glass, you know, or a flute, you can certainly pull that off easily.
With a beer. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, so yeah. No mugs.
It's all about the glassware.
Okay. That's true.
Pint glass, a little trickier. Yeah.
That is true. And I do. I'm a big fan of glassware. Okay. This is like totally nerding out. This would be a good segue, because maybe you could find some cool vintage glassware at the Neighborhood Flea, which is another new flea market that's happening. It's from, I think I said this before, it's from the makers of I Made It Market. Mm-hmm. And it's something I believe they had a couple years back, and then they are relaunching it. And this is the, I believe, second or third one. And it's the parking lot right outside of Marty's Market. And so you can get a ton of different vintage vendors all in one place and find some cool items.
So what distinguishes an elegantly curated, like, artisan flea market from just your run-of-the-mill neighborhood garage sale?
I was going to say crap.
Well, whatever.
I don't want to say it that way. I think when you – this is probably the dumbed-down version. I think when I go to the fleas, like when I go to this flea or the Pittsburgh Vintage Mixer that was at the Heinz History Center, which they're going to be having a fall one, teaser, I look at everything and I want it all. Like, everything is just very finely curated. So all of the selections are, they're not dirty. Like, if you talk about dresses or jackets or clothing, they're not dirty. They're not missing buttons. All the zippers are fixed and ready to go.
Like, no suspicious smells or
yes.
Nobody died in these clothes, hopefully.
Well...
You never know.
Well,
that could be a selling point, depending on your point of view.
This is, oh gosh, I can't even think
about
this.
You like my jacket?
Yeah. But you can find some well-curated wares here, and that's what's great. I'm actually going to be looking for maybe some stuff for my house this time, so I'm really looking forward to heading over there to Marty's Market across the parking lot, and then you could go to Marty's and get some coffee or something.
Coffee's good.
Coffee is good. And then your favorite.
I was told there'd be beer. Are we
so
getting to that?
Beer.
Okay.
There's beer. Don't you worry. So on Saturday, they are having at Hop Farm Brewing Company. This is in Lawrenceville. It's Upper Lawrenceville. There is a Hoptoberfest. So this one kind of snuck up on me, but it looks so cool looking at all the vendors and the food. So I think for myself, beer is fantastic. We all love beer.
Of course.
But if we're talking about well-curated things, a well-curated beer festival should have well-curated food, too.
Absolutely.
I believe.
Yeah.
And looking at the list of vendors, it's really awesome. The one that pops out at me that I love is Le Gourmandin, which is in Lawrenceville as well, up around that area. Wheel and Wedge, which is from the Pittsburgh Public Market. Cheese, you can't go wrong with cheese. Mm-hmm. Lydia's, Altius, Butcher on Butler. So a lot of really awesome places get some food. So great time to go get some food, go get some beer. And then this list of beers is great as well, with all local beers, it looks like, with Rivertown and Fatheads and Hop Farm, obviously, Roundabout, Brew Gentleman, East End, the new Apis Meadery. I feel like I'm never saying that right.
Apis.
I need to call them.
Okay, so yeah, let's break it down etymologically, right? Apis, I think, is the Latin for bee, or it's the root, right? Because it's an apiary is a beehive.
Okay,
and
that would make sense.
You're an apiarist.
Because they have honey. They use honey in some of the...
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna call it Apis until somebody corrects us.
Okay, gotcha. So this looks like a great thing. And so the wonderful part about it is that it's going to be going to a charity. So you can pay the amount, but it's going to go to the Children's Foundation of Pittsburgh. So that's what's awesome, is that you pay $45 to get in and get all this awesome beer and food, but it's going to go
and
to
you can rationalize it for charity.
Absolutely.
So everybody wins.
Yeah. So that's what I love about it. So
that's great.
Pretty packed weekend going on.
So I'm curious about Hoptober. Now, is that a nod to their name, that they're Hop Farm, or is this like a hop theme? This is going to be like a lot of IPAs and, you know, like really bitter hoppy stuff, because, you know, we're kind of to the end of that season, right? Oktoberfest normally connotes maltier.
Well, funny you mention that, because this Hoptoberfest, I think, is just a play on the Hop Farm.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be IPAs. People are crazy about IPAs.
Of course.
No one can stop IPAs happening.
I was just imagining this weird hybrid Vienna style full of, you know, Cascade hops or something.
I think that it's going to be a mix. Obviously, with the, well, they do have a hoppy and IPA at the Apis, too. Mm-hmm. Crap, did I say that right? Apis.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. They have a hoppy one there, too. Mm-hmm. But they are going to be doing, and I'll be talking about this next week, but they're going to be doing a wet hop Oktoberfest too, mm-hmm. which I think is a play on America. Wait, wet, hot summer.
Wet, hot American summer.
Yeah. So they're going to be doing that the next week. So I'll be talking about that next week.
Okay.
So obviously it's a thing.
Next time on Social Club.
Yeah, I know. Tune in.
We just teased an upcoming segment. I don't think we've done that before.
I think that's kind of awesome.
Excellent. Well, you'll have to tune in next week or download this or however you get a hold of it. For details on that and many other events. In the meantime, you can always find more information about the things we talked about on the show notes, brought to you courtesy of Reed Carter. They're on the website at WESA.FM. Rachel Carlson, now the community director for Yelp Pittsburgh. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
And thanks to Josh Mobley at Josh Mobley Music on Twitter for providing the theme music. Thanks to Reed for the web help, and thanks to you for listening. We'll come at you again next week with another fresh download. Lots of things to do in the Pittsburgh area from the Social Club podcast. Have a great weekend.